Our guest today is someone who's joined us before and, in my mind, is one of the poster guys for country going outdoors. He's an avid outdoorsman, got one of those God-given voices, and is on his way to, we think, big things in the country music business. And we're happy to have him on this morning. Jesse Keith Whitley, welcome to the Outpost again.
Thank you, man. Glad to be here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What have you been up to? What's your career looking like? We all kind of live vicariously through Jesse Keith Whitley. What are you doing in the music business?
Yeah, right. We're actually in the process of cutting our new album. We're writing the whole thing. There's some, there's a couple songs that have been written by my dad. And, you know, he was a solo writer on those songs. So we're excited about having a couple of those songs on there, too. We're looking forward to it. You know, we got a lot of dates coming up here in the next couple months. We'll be, you know, spending a lot of time down in Georgia and Alabama, Florida. So we're looking forward to this year. It's looking to be a promising year, we hope.
That's great. Well, making it in the music business now is, man, there's so many of you guys and so many talented people.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of hard hitters out there for sure.
Yeah, well, you're one of them, and you come by it naturally. Your family's obviously, we don't want to get into the family ties, but you've got great lineage into the business. Tell me about the two songs your dad wrote on this album. What do we know?
One of them was written. With my dad and Vern Goss, and it's called I Went Crazy for a While, and it's a country song is what it is. And when I say country, I mean country. And there's another one called Burnt the Sawmill Down, and that's dad wrote that by himself, and I'm excited to be able to have that in the arsenal for this album. Where, you know, it's a good country song too. You know, it's there's not really much to say about it without giving the song away.
Yeah, well, but, we look forward to hearing it. That sounds great.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, we know you're going to be a part of the great outdoors, and particularly Country Goes Hunting event down in Dothan, Alabama. And we've kind of plowed this ground before, but let's plow it again. How did you get interested in hunting and fishing, you know, when you were a kid?
Well, when I was a kid, you know, I didn't really get too into it until I was kind of in my, you know, early teen years. And my Uncle Marty took me squirrel hunting for the first time. And I was pretty much hooked after that. And then, you know, my mom was married to Sammy Kershaw for a while. And, you know, we were big hunting buddies. He got me into deer hunting, and, you know, varmint hunting and turkey hunting and, you know, all that good stuff. That's kind of where it all originated from. And that's when I got serious about it, was when they got together, because we were, you know, we were hunting buddies. So, you know, and man, this Country Goes Hunting thing, you know, I mean, it's a great way for us to give back, you know, and, you know, show the support for people who need our support, that have given us the support over the years to be able to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, do you still get to go hunting with Sammy at all, or is that something anybody has time to do?
No, I don't. That's a different topic for a different thing.
Yeah. Well, he's another one of those guys. I mean, there's something about people, you know, Major League Baseball pitchers and country music singers tend to be hunters and fishermen. I don't know why that is, but maybe it's seasonal. Maybe I don't know what it is, but there's something about that genre of music that you tend to get in the great outdoors a lot more than maybe other genres of music.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, there's always a heavy debate, and a lot of hard feelings are possible with yours. So think real hard about this response on this question I'm about to give you. And it's, like I said, heavily debatable. But what is the best kind of turkey call, Jesse?
Oh, hell. Man, I'm probably going to have to say I'm going to have to go slate call myself.
Yeah, me too, because it's easy. Yeah. That's why I like it. That's exactly why I like it.
Yeah, it's very easy. You know, I think my good old buddy Andy Griggs would probably do a little bit of arguing on that, but you know, I've done a lot of turkey hunting with Andy, you know, the past couple of years, and he's a handful. But I tell you what, he's a turkey hunt fool, and he can call him in. He's a lot of fun to hunt with. But man, I think I'll have to go with the slate call myself.
Yeah, me too. I know a guy, half a dozen guys, that can do that diaphragm call. And for the life of me, I've practiced it. Maybe I can learn it this season, this spring season. But it just, I just can't. The sound sounds weird. And you know,
it sounds like I'm trying to. It sounds like I'm making a. Sounds like I'm doing a coyote call for something that's dying.
yeah. Be careful with what kind of calls you make, because those poor, you know, those turkeys are going, that's the dumbest call I've ever heard in my life. We're not going in there.
Yeah, I don't want no part of that.
Let's get the hell out of here as quickly as possible. There's somebody with a gun over there.
Yeah.
Well, are you planning on getting a hunt down in Alabama? Or are you gonna perform?
Yeah, we're gonna get down. Well, we're gonna get down there the night before. You know, we're gonna get down there on the 22nd. We're gonna get up, do some hunting, and then we're gonna stay for the show the 24th, and we're gonna play some of my new stuff at the show. I'm looking forward to that, being able to share it. You know, I tell you what, it makes me nervous. You know, playing new songs and new material in front of somebody like Rhett, you know. You know, he's got a lot of them under his belt, and you know, he's somebody who's a very inspirational person to look up to when it comes to writing. You know, I mean, they don't get much more better than that.
Yeah.
So you know, that's something that's got the guts going a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is, somebody like that has been there where you are now, and they go, you know, I sure wish somebody had come up and told me this. And sometimes you get lucky, and you're performing in front of somebody who's clearly at the top of his game, and they give you, you know, a little tip or something, and it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Well, I've always wanted to say this to you, Jesse, and I'm always in the context of since we're talking about country going hunting. How's your mama and them?
Mom and them. Oh, mom's good. They're heading out of town today and staying busy. Not quite as busy as they should be, but you know, they're good, man. Everybody's doing good.
Great. Well, for those who may not know,
there's an icebox we got going on in the car right now.
Yeah, no, that's all right. This is reality radio, man. We like a little kid in the background and dogs barking. Just for those who may not know, Jesse Keith Whitley's mom and them is Lori Morgan, and she's a sweetheart. You get to perform. Have you got to play with her any at all, or?
We don't have anything on the books together right now, but you know that could change in a matter of an hour. It's always good to be able to get out there with her too, man. I enjoy that.
Yeah, well, I know you guys do those duets that your father and she did, you know, once upon a time, and boy, there's not a dry eye in the house when you guys do some of those numbers that they did.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're a nice man for taking out of your busy day to give us a couple of minutes,
I appreciate you guys even wanting to take the time to talk.
Absolutely. We always want to talk to you. Like I said, you know, we're living vicariously through the Jesse Keith Whitley career.
Just
try to keep doing interesting things, okay? Because we really need that, you know, something interesting to think about.
All right. I'll give you guys something interesting.
All right. Well, Jesse, best, you know, good travels and have fun down in Dothan, Alabama. And we appreciate you joining us today.
All right, Art. Thank you, man. You guys have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too.
The Outpost Radio for the Great Outdoors.